This is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear,
El Hernando Diablo,
and this week we're attacking stupid people. Well, are they stupid or are they just special? We'll find out. Joining us this week is the host of the longest running showcase in Ohio every Monday night at the Water Street Tavern, and my fake internet husband and roommate, Anthony Savat.
Hi guys, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Anthony. Thank you for coming on. So, Anthony, why do you hate people who don't know how to do math?
Well, there's a number of obvious reasons, because first of all, that includes babies right off the bat.
Yeah.
But it's not so much that I hate people that don't know how to do math. It's that I hate people that are proud of the fact that they don't like math, which means they can't do it. It's like, oh, I can't do math. I don't like math. That, you know, that's not what I do. It's like, You have to be an idiot.
What do they do if they don't do math?
I don't know. They get by.
Because they're fucking remedial.
Yeah, it just makes no sense to me. Like, being proud of the fact that you don't know how to do very basic, simple things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the theory is that, oh, it's all on the phone now. Why do I need to know how to do it?
Because if your phone runs out of battery.
Yeah.
If the eventual Mad Max scenario happens and no one has a phone.
Well, you know, there are abacuses all around the place at doctor's office. I've seen them. You know, you put the little thing in the...
Most people have all their fingers and toes.
Yeah, most people also have no idea what an abacus is. Like, that's very true. Word, like, oh, I know that's a word that means math, but do you actually know what one is? Can you use it? I'm sure you do, Jeremy, but...
Well, not really.
I mean, you have an heirloom from one of your ancestors.
Is that what they give little Jewish kids?
Yes.
Abacuses?
Yes. Some people get baseballs in their crib. I got an abacus.
I'm sure that you did. So I'm sure that you know how to do math as well.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it's not hard. It's very basic.
Then that's my point. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Yeah. To me, it's like the four basic ones, you know, addition, subtraction, division, and a multiplication. Those are very basic, simple skills that anybody should be able to do, because it's just, somebody described it the best fucking way, and I can't remember what the word they use like to describe math. It's just logic based.
It starts with yes or no, then greater than or equal to or less than, and then zero, and then one, and then two, and then it's counting, and it's addition, and then from there you work backwards. That's subtraction. Multiplication is addition in groups, and division is subtraction in groups.
Yeah.
There's people that don't grasp that.
It's just
and
logic.
They're proud of it.
Yeah, no, I...
People... And some of those people are adults that vote, and that, you know, that's a whole nother... we're not getting political here necessarily, but that's like grown-ups that are like, I don't know no math, like... And then people... This is a side project that people share those, like, pictures on Facebook where it's like, only smart people can solve this, and it's a simple fucking algebra.
Yeah, dude,
like, it's not even algebra. I'm like, if you can't do that, you're an idiot, and then people get it wrong, and then people get it right and think they're smart. Like, no, stop pretending you're in the same echelon as me, because you can do... this simple, and it's always a trick, is like, there's an order of operations. You do division multiplication first, and then you do addition and subtraction.
Yeah.
And it's just, they'll throw one of those, they'll throw it out of order, so if you just do it in the order you see it, you get it wrong, and if you do it the right way, you get it right.
Well, it was like, I, at work, like, I'm, you know, it's not, I'm, I do sales, so it's, you know, I'm
so
all,
you don't know how to do math.
No,
so I
do know how to do math.
I'm fist bumping Shear right now. I got a sick burn.
Well, you look like you don't know how to do math.
Oh.
But no, I mean, like, I'm constantly, I'm always doing math in my head to make sure that my number, you know, I got my numbers right. And it keeps me fresh. And I like to be able to do that shit in my head. And like a couple weeks ago, my boss was like, what's such and such times such and such? Within 3 seconds, I was like, I had it.
Yeah.
And it was like, he's like, how do you get that so fast? I'm like, I do math. It keeps me fresh. He's like, fuck that. I just use a calculator. I'm like, I figured it out faster than you could have pulled your fucking calculator out, dude.
Yeah, I hate your boss, as it turns out. We'll tally him onto the list.
Yeah. People that Anthony hates. Jordan's boss.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not even getting it, not even to that point. But yeah, there's the people that, like, I don't know. I dated a chick that when we got to eat, she'd be like, oh, you have to figure the tip for me.
You like, move
divide,
a fucking
divide by 10. Like, move the decimal over once and then double that number.
It's not hard to do at like, all.
Oh, and she was a great tipper, but only because I, you know, I did the math correctly. But it just like that, it was just, that annoyed me. But
dude, when people are leaving the tip like that, they're like, "Can you figure this out?" I always like up it by like 15%. I'm like, "Yeah, you're gonna pay more for being an asshole."
That's, you know, I should have done that to her, but I mean, she was nice for the most part.
Or just
but.
Keep the extra money for you.
Yeah, yes. But I hit the waiter up like, "Yo, man, I checked this out. I just made her tip you like 80%. Just give me like $3, man."
I need to buy a 40. Just like,
wow, if only they sold PBR in 40s.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah. The first time I ever had, I've never seen it in Ohio, first I was on tour with a band and we were in North Carolina of all places. We were in Charlotte and they had PBR 40s. So that was like, they were $1.49. We were like, all right, well, we're getting ripped tonight. We don't have to really pay for it.
$1.49 for a 40 of PBR. Yep. See, because I can do math. And here's the thing, like, I can do the higher level math and it's kind of like what I do, but I, knowing math lets you know that $1.49 for a 40 ounce of PBR is a fucking deal.
Oh yeah.
That is a great deal. Yeah. Holy shit. I want that deal in my life today.
Well, just you and me will drive down to fucking North Carolina.
It'll be worth our money. The amount of PBR I drink, it will be worth the drive.
Well, I know where your first stop on the RV tour is.
Yes.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Woo! Where Ric Flair shocked the world.
I wonder if Ric Flair's ever drank PBR 40.
Oh, he has to have.
That would be amazing.
What is he, the 17-time world champ, or how many champs?
16.
Yeah,
because didn't Cena just tie him, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wrestling, for all our wrestling fans.
Oh, wrestling's good. You need to be good at math to know how many world titles Ric Flair won in his reign.
Yeah. For a while, they were saying he was the 20-time world champ. Because
they were counting WCW in there, weren't they?
They were counting, like, titles that nobody gives a shit about.
Right, right. So. It was like he won the math B at his high school.
Yeah, well, that's where he first came up with woo when he won the math B.
Yes, but yeah. So there's like the simple math, but that's what I'm saying. There's people that are just proud that they can't even grasp that. And again, adults. These aren't special people. These aren't touch people. These are people that if they just gave a shit, it's so easy.
Yeah. It's
and then it just it builds and compounds on itself. And then like, yeah, I can do some like multiplication in my head. There was where there's the Kent Stage venue in town and I was there and the one employee's daughter was helping out and she's like 12 years. She was there kind of being babysat. And for like 5 minutes, I impressed her by doing 3-digit numbers times 2-digit numbers in my head. And then she was checking me with a calculator like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, like this is like, you're interested in math. This is good. Like more, you know, more kids should be interested in math. And you know, I was not being left alone with a young child. I have a kid. There's nothing like that. I was, you know, being like not creepy or whatever.
No. You were impressing her with your math skills.
No, I was just showing her. She was interested. I'm like, yeah, like it worked. This is, and I was telling her the tricks in my head. I'm like, you do this times this then minus that. And, but like that's like level 2 stuff.
Right.
But because you can do math, you know that 18 minus 12 equals 6. So
look at fucking John Nash over here.
Yeah. 18 minus 12 equals jail.
That's the second Beautiful Mind reference I've made in like a week on this show.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
Russell Crowe's going to punch you.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then there's people like, oh, well, then algebra, I get it. It gets a little complex at algebra, but you were talking like, oh, letters, those aren't numbers. No, they are actually in algebra. Yes, this is not, wow, this, that before this wasn't very difficult, and we did skip fractions and decimals here, but that's maybe we go back to that. But algebra, like, oh, there's letters. No, the letters represent a specific number.
Well, I remember in algebra one, when they were, you know, they were teaching like all that shit, because I think I learned algebra in eighth grade, but I was in algebra one in my freshman year, and this kid was like, she was like, so to figure out what x is, and he's like, well, isn't x always 10? And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Well, dude. In his defense, the Roman numeral for 10 is X.
I understand that, but if you're solving for X, you're not solving for 10 every fucking time, you remedial fuck.
Yeah, no, I get that. But at least, I guess I have some empathy for that, because at least...
He knew that.
he got... Sometimes X is 10. Like, so he at least was coming from that angle. He was like, I always thought... X was 7. Like, what?
Well, I know the Roman numerals from, you know, the first 10 WrestleManias. So
all I know is that that's... D equals 500.
D equals 500?
Ooh.
D. D also equals sex.
D.
Oh, but didn't we come up with a math equation the other day? It was about D or something like that?
Yeah, we did. I
wrote it down.
Find it. No, Shearer. you posted on Facebook. I have to find it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was the Shearer's, like, the math sexual... He said something sexually regarding math. Oh, that's what... Oh,
was it 69?
No, instead of E equals MC squared, it was D equals HA squared, because HA squared is ha-ha, and D equals dick, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. See? So. Math joke.
Einstein.
Yeah. I am... I'm not on the spectrum, though, so I'm not Einstein. Wrong spectrum, people. I know that that's been out there, but...
You're in the respectrum. for such
perfect.
Great jokes as that.
Yeah. Respectrum.
The respectrum.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what else? So there's... So yeah, you're just... Algebra is, again, it's just simple. It's 5 plus X equals 10.
Yeah, 2.
Your mind is blown. What did you just say?
2.
5 plus 2 equals 10?
No. I thought you even said 5x equals 10.
No, 5 like, plus x equals 10. Gotcha. 5x equals 10 would be 2. Yes exactly. Okay. And it's, and even that, it's just, and then people like, oh, then we get to algebra and like letters equal numbers and that doesn't make sense. Like, I agree that that doesn't make sense, but that is also like not what's happening there. Like, these represent something. But the question, oh, when am I ever going to use this in my ordinary life? Well, if you know anything about math and algebra, then you know that 40 ounces of PBR at $1.49 is a deal. Then you also know how many cans of PBR you have to drink in order to achieve Grand Wizard status.
Oh, dude, beer math was like, I was always, they're like, we'd have a party of like, I don't know, 15 people. And like, I always figured out like how many beers it would take people to get drunk. And then, like, they'd be like, Jordan, how many 30 recs do we need? I'd kind of be like, 4. And just like,
yeah.
How do you know that? And I'm like,
because, yeah, you have to. Because
I drink a fucking lot. Yes. And I'm good at math.
Yes. You must. Yeah. You must have some basic math skills. And then also, not to mention that, I don't know, like a slight political steer, but we live in like, a country with an education system that, as of yet, like, offers you all that knowledge.
Yeah.
It's out there. You don't have to, like, be a genius to pay attention in math class and then figure it out. And if you don't, like, figure out what you missed.
You have to not be a dumbass.
Yeah. It's the willful being a dumbass. Yeah. I know people that are a little, you know, not intelligent that... try and can do basic math and see the value in it.
Yeah.
And then there's people who are just like, I'm just not going to care. I'm going to purposely like not pay attention in math. And then now you're in like geometry and trigonometry and you have no, and it looks like alien calligraphy to you or something like that. Like, well, yeah, if you don't know what 2 + 2 equals, this is a mind fucking job. But
well, like one, I was trying to teach this one dude who I work with who dropped out in the eighth grade. So it's like, okay. So he was like, I'm trying to figure out what percentage of taxes they're taking out of my check. So I was trying to show him how to do proportions. He goes, wait, you do multiplication and division at the same time? I'm just like, I'm fucked, dude.
Yeah.
So I solved it for him. I'm like, this is the percentage of taxes that they're taking out. He's like, but how did you figure that out? I'm like, I'm not explaining this to you. I'm not a fucking teacher.
Yeah, but once upon a time, like that's how you have to, that's how you have to start that explanation. Like, God damn.
Yeah. Look, yeah. I think the thing that people that think this way, they're like being lazy. Well, here's the thing about that. I was a cashier for many a year, and the fact that I was a clerk at a 7-Eleven amongst other places, but because I can do math, I only had to push one button on the goddamn register. I didn't have to put $20 and then hit the button. I could just hit the button and then give you the right change, and I was never short. So, you know, because I know how to do math, I can be lazier and push less buttons.
Exactly.
Work smart, not hard.
Yeah. And that's the ultimate lazy, though, is like just, I don't want to, like, pay. I want to, like, do so little that I can't even grasp the basics of math and then get to, like, being able to comprehend algebra.
Well, like, another one of my favorites is I lived out in Avon Lake for a minute, and there was a Speedway that I always, like, used to frequent. So I went in there one time. I bought, like, a 12-pack of beer, 2 packs of smokes, like, you know, whatever, and I paid with a $100 bill. Somehow, I got $117 back. I walked the fuck out and kept the $17.
Yeah, because you were good at math. You knew you just robbed the place and got away with it.
That's my favorite thing that happens is when cashiers overchange me and I'm like, yay.
I mean, I just don't understand how I hand you a $100 bill. You hand me 5 20s, 3 fives, and 2 ones. Like, you fucked up.
Yeah, because that's less than $100.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck is going on. Now, and then let's not, you know, let's not forget that when drugs and alcohol become involved, maybe the dude or chick was just high, and we'll give them that. Maybe they can do. Maybe
she worked at a gas station.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She might have been on PCP.
In Avon Lake, she was probably on heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody goes to work on PCP.
You don't make it to work on those days.
That's not a, well, I'm just going to do a little PCP and...
take the edge off.
Yeah, just take the edge off.
No, you do PCP and take the edge on and then walk over it and fall to your
jump
death.
Jump off the fucking edge.
No, guys, I clean better when it looks like things are crawling everywhere.
I'm going to mop this place 27 times.
yeah, right. And then you have to know math to know how many times you have left. Once you, like,
I was going to break it down to how many times you do it in an hour.
Well, that even better. It's one step further. Yeah, you've mopped the floor 9 times. How many more times do you have to mop the floor to achieve your goal of mopping it 27 times because you're at work on PCP?
See, that's how story problems should go on tests.
No, every time they try to get cute with the story problem, some parent gets mad.
Oh, see, I was with our friend Dylan Lusk. Has he been on the show yet?
Not yet.
He's hateful. He might have something to say about a topic. I don't know which one.
I'm pretty sure we could get him on to hate the Beatles.
He might. Oh yeah.
I'll have fun with that one.
Yeah, he has a very very funny joke about that. So he was driving me to Kent on this past Monday, and we invented algebra. B-R-U-H.
I already like where this is
going. Yeah, it's kind of like Jimmy fist bumps Colt 3 times. How many fingers did he have inside that sorority girl last night at the party?
Saul for...
Oh, shit. I think we need a third mic now.
Well, and then, of course, back in the day, there was the great Ben Palmer. I hope he's been mentioned on the show before. He's very funny comic from the area. Moved to L.A. He's doing very good things. But years ago at the open mic, he was talking about the Mavis Beacon racist math tutor. Do you remember that?
I remember the Mavis Beacon racist.
I don't remember what his joke was about it, but it was... Yeah, it was something racist.
Yeah, Ben could get away with it.
Yeah, and Ben also one time at the Gyro dressed up as Sean Boyd, which included blackface at the Halloween show.
Wow.
And I wanted to do this podcast about why I hate that you won't let me put on blackface as a joke.
Because you won't get away with it. I've tried to explain this. You're not the only person that has come up to me like...
The white mob that you would be mauled by in Kent...
That's a, all right. Let's get this out there right now. Nobody's going to get mad at us in Kent for not being for being too offensive. Like, yeah. We've established over the past 9 years or however long we've been doing shit there that hey, we're gonna raise some hackles and you're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah, because we're not actually the worst.
No, we're not the worst. Like, you're in college now. You're going to deal with people that are figuring out how to people. Like, we know how to people. We're just fucking with you. This is fine. Like, yeah. There are way worse people out there. So, yeah.
They're called racists.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Like, actual racists are terrible. Like, we're making jokes. This is fine. No, it's like, we're not Columbus, dude. Like, ugh. Now I'm angry about that. So there's that. But do you think that people that don't know how to do math, is it part of this whole culture that's like being stupid is now a prize thing? It makes you more real.
Yeah, that absolutely is part of it. Like, there's the Cash Me Outside girl has, 20 million Instagram followers or something crazy, and she's getting a TV deal. And meanwhile, the only scientist anyone knows is Bill Nye and then Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, yeah, who won the Nobel Prize last year in physics?
I don't know.
Right, and that troubles me greatly. And I don't know the answer to that because no one wants to talk about that. Individual. It's probably a woman, actually.
Yeah. That could be. I mean, but you hear about, important advances in physics and science, and the Nobel Prize just seems to be like a keep up the good work, boyo, thing.
Yeah, lately. Maybe, but yeah, it's just the culture, stupidity and anti-intellectualism is regarded. Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like...
You mean the moral majority?
No, I just like kids. Like, if you want to be popular in school. Like, my kid doesn't have too many problems, it seems like, in high school. But there's, like, that element of just, like, what's popular on TV and what's popular in high schools. And, like, oh, the prom king and queen and the cool kids. Like, you have
I
to be...
I never gave a fuck.
Well, neither did I. And my kid's kind of in that realm where he's, like, he's about to be a senior and he's got friends. He's, like, yeah, we talk to him and he gets what's going on and shit, and like, but the popular kids in my school and in high school and stuff are blithering idiots.
Yeah,
and then that's who everyone aspires to be, and it's like, no, you're ignoring math on purpose to achieve a status symbol that is going to make you useless to society.
Which it doesn't make sense because I think they're looking at that wrong. It's not correlation does not equal causation.
Sure.
So the reason that you're popular isn't that you don't know how to do math and that you're not smart. It's because you're socially skilled.
Right.
And, I think...
Most of those people are cunts, though.
I mean, they're cunts, but people like them, so they're doing something
they
right.
They like them for being pretty.
The Mean Girls, like, you know, whatever, that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I mean... I'm not opposed to watching a movie like that with the volume turned down.
Well, yeah, they're all they're fake teenagers, so I
yeah,
guess
none of
okay.
them are actually teenagers, right? Right.
I don't know. I feel weird about watching a movie with the sound off that has Tina Fey in it. I figure that.
No, I mean she wrote that flick. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Just... Oh, Tina Fey wrote Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking, you know what? I think I'm thinking of that one with not even Legally Blonde. It was the one she was in the Aerosmith video.
Clueless.
I think I'm thinking of Clueless. Yeah, never mind.
I believe that was Amy Heckerling, if I'm not mistaken.
What, the chick Clueless. That wrote it?
Yeah, who directed it. I think that's her name. She did a lot of shit, but that's neither here nor there.
that's a George Dunn question. I am...
I'm gonna drop his name on my podcast.
Anthony took over.
Anthony, why do you hate me? Well,
do you know how to do math?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How many times has that guy been a cunt to me for no reason? Oh, more than zero. Yeah.
greater than one.
Greater than zero.
Solve for X.
Solve for how little fucks I give about him.
Fair. So solve for H.
Oh, dude. So we're jumping ahead to calculus now, but my calculus class in college, my freshman, well, it was my senior year of high school, I got to take calculus at Kent State. And we had this Australian professor, and he was just fucking cool. He was probably like 27, 31, somewhere in there. And just, he just seemed like he wanted to get out of class and go get hammered. But he was always talking about, we're going to take the limit as H approaches zero. H. He pronounced H, H. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Steve Regal used to do that with Triple H.
Yes, he did.
Triple H, yeah. Is that an Australian thing then? Or
I think it's a British Empire thing.
British Empire thing, fair enough. Yeah,
that Lord, dude's cool. Lord William Regal.
I forget that guy's name, too. My Calc 3 instructor at Kent State when I was a freshman, it was this old dude named Joe Diestel, and he was bald, and he was, like, old as fuck then. When I volunteered on Kathleen Clyde's campaign with Ray Roberts 2 years ago, like, that dude's house was on, like, the call list. I'm like, that fucking dude's still alive, and I really wanted to knock on his door and be like, hey, I know I'm not supposed to do this. I just wanted to say, what's up, dude? You were, like, an awesome math professor, and you're probably gonna die like next week if you're still alive. It's just my last chance to see you. But that dude would always, like, he'd be explaining something and then he'd, like, smack himself on the forehead. And you gotta be like, self? And I didn't make the noise, so I'm wearing a hat, but his hand slapped his bald head. And he'd be like, self? How are we gonna solve this problem? He would just talk to himself and call himself self.
That's like meta third person.
Yeah,
shit,
it was
dude.
Like, you gotta be kind of weird to be teaching that calc. When you're teaching Calc 3, like, you've studied, like, math beyond that I don't know about. But that's not what I'm getting at. Like, those dudes are awesome and should get mad respect. But when you are, like, willfully proud of not understanding algebra, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead.
My math teacher that I had throughout high school was a man named Mr. Harris. And Mr. Harris taught all of his lessons on overhead. He did not use a blackboard because, you know, it was an annoying noise, which I respect. It's way less annoying to, and plus it made me easier for me to sleep in class because you have to have the lights on to have the overhead on. So it's like, oh, well, I'm going to take a nap now. But
you can do and still get basic math.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you don't get it, you can pay attention and then you'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in AP math, so I didn't give a shit.
Right.
You know, I have the expensive calculator, and I figured out how to put Tetris on it, so I don't give a fuck what you're telling me. But
nice.
He was a weirdo because he was a Mason, and a lot of if you percentage base, probably closer to 1%, but it sticks out in my head because, of course, it does. That, you know, he would spend a lot of class explaining to us that the Masons aren't this weird secretive organization. It's just a bunch of guys that believe in God. And that's all it is.
Which is weird enough for me to think it's weird. It's a bunch of dudes that believe in robes and wizards. All right.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we've done shows at Masonic temples before. It's those guys aren't, like, trying to get us in the basement to worship Satan, so it's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
right.
I think for me it went algebra 1, geometry, algebra 2, my junior year, and like one of my last exams in algebra 2, and like I didn't want to take math the next year just because I was trying to coast as a senior.
And
so I was like the one test I like filled out. Miss Becker was my math teacher. I had her for like 3 years. And I was doing shit in my head, but I always tried to stay under the radar because I didn't want to have to do more work. Yeah. I was doing this exam in my head. I gave it to her. It was like halfway through class, and she looked at it and she was like, "You didn't do any of the work." And I was like, "I did it in my head. Like, I was like, check it, it's fine." And she's like, "You have to do the work." So I was like, "Jesus fucking Christ!" So I went back and I had to like redo it, like draw it all out, whatever. So like she was like. By that, she was like, wait a second. She was like, well, next year you should be in like a higher math class. Huh. So like she put a recommendation into my guidance counselor and they fucking signed me up for
trigonometry, right?
And so I walked into trigonometry the next year, my senior year, first day of class. And like the teacher gets like 10 minutes into it. And like I just raised my hand. She's like, yes. And I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't get any of what you're talking about, which is a total lie.
Yeah.
And so she was like, oh, go see the guidance counselor. And I was like, you need to put me in fucking study hall. I got away with
nice,
it. So
nice.
I also didn't have to do gym 1 year.
Well, yeah. It looks like it.
You haven't done gym ever.
Yeah.
I threw the softball and he fucking cracked it.
Damn. Yeah, that... Well, yeah, so I'm getting to that. So I was talking about algebra, and then, like, yeah, so after algebra comes geometry. Yeah. And then this is another easy one where you're like...
It's shapes, man.
It's fucking shapes, man. Like, yeah. Like, the basics in algebra, you apply them. How am I ever going to use this? Well, we're going to show you in geometry why you need to solve for X sometimes. So you need to, like, oh, I want my horseshoes to be, like, my horseshoe pit to be a certain way.
Right.
This is how you figure that out. It's just the simple, like, well, this is that far away from that, and then I want it to be, like, parallel to the house, like, oh, using big words. Like, no! You're going to use that eventually, parallel and perpendicular, and then... So then it's geometry, and that's all... That's why, like...
Geometry's so fucking easy,
geometry
man.
Is so fucking easy, and then also, like... Like, if you're a more visual person, maybe algebra's tricky, but then you can kind of work backwards through via geometry to say, oh, okay, that's what we're talking. That's why we're solving for it. Oh, this is X is just the placeholder. This is the unknown. We want to make this shape better. And that's if you work like carpentry or like construction and shit like that, that you can make real money and you don't have to be a genius. You just have to know how to do basic math.
Yeah.
So when you're proud that you ignored basic math in high school and now you're graduated, you're not going to college, now you work at McDonald's.
Your fault.
And that's your fucking fault. And so then after geometry, if you're struggling with algebra and geometry and you're not getting it, you don't want that, okay, that's fine.
Good
you
luck in algebra 2 is
yeah.
all I can
Well, yeah,
say.
You can get out now, but then if you're kind of like, okay, I get this, let's do it. Now, algebra 2, it gets a little tricky.
It does,
algebra 2, that's when you start in like x cubed plus x squared y minus x equals 3. Solve that. Like, all right. Now, okay, this, yeah.
You're going to have to try.
Yeah, if you get everything up to that, you can figure out the tricks, but it's all, there's like always a trick or a shortcut, and it just keeps getting more, the tricks and shortcuts keep getting more complex. But then it's like, well, why do we need to know this? It's like, okay, trust me. If you got algebra, you see in geometry. So then you get
ever
into trigonometry.
Ever heard of exponential growth?
Well, there's that. Huh? I got exponential growth in my pants right now. I mean, you're wearing a tank
all
top and nothing else.
He's got a big chubby.
Yeah,
hey, look, a big chubby.
I'm
causing
a big
chubby.
This guy started talking about not being in gym class. And I was like, ooh.
He's not going to be able to fight me.
Nobody fucks him. This will be easy.
He's going to want this a lot. See, more math. I'm looking at you. I'm like, you got laid about 0 times yet this year. How hard am I going to have? How much money am I going to have to spend on you to get your pants off? $1.49 in North Carolina.
That's a callback.
40 ounces of PBR. So then after algebra 2 is trig.
It's trig.
It's sometimes called advanced math.
Yeah,
and this is where the shit gets real, and this is where I had a break in math, and this is why I'm certain I hate people that don't get the easy shit, because you can get to a place in math where you don't understand it at all, and then get past it, and then be good at the next level, but then one day go back, and then it all makes sense. In my, so I had geometry. There was this thing where, like, we took this test in 6th grade to see what math you were going to be in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And all the smart kids in the school in my grade got put into pre-algebra in 7th grade. But they threw me in algebra in 7th grade. I was the only kid in my class that had been done the year before. There were 2 kids that did this, and I was the only one in my class, which was kind of bullshit. Because there were 2 other pretty smart dudes that they could have been like, all right, you want, like, maybe 2 of you should do this together so there's not just one of you. But whatever. So 7th grade, I'm in algebra. Now 8th grade, I have to go to high school in the morning for geometry and then go back to the middle school for the rest of my day.
Right.
That was kind of cool. That's something I'm like proud of. It's like, I'm not hating you for not being great at math. It's that if you willfully don't want to know how to do simple math, I fucking hate you, because you can learn it and it's not that hard. And I had this teacher, Mr. Davis, who was fucking awesome. like, he was a really good math teacher and he was well liked, and due to budget constraints and cuts, this is like 1992 or 93, and they hadn't passed a levy in my school district for like 15 years.
Of course not.
And he had like, he gets let go. Like, I'm in Algebra 2 with this guy after, now I'm a freshman in high school and I'm in Algebra 2. And then after that year, going into my sophomore year, they like let Mr. Davis go. And so like the disciplinary instructor, Dr. Brimlow, is now the math teacher. She's now the trig teacher. And this is like, she sucked. We get political again. All the people are like, oh, Hillary Clinton, you know, like that bitch. Not fucking deal with Dr. Brimlow. And you're going to be like, yeah, Hillary Clinton's a sweetheart. Like, Dr. Brimlow is just mean for no reason.
That was my biology teacher.
Okay. Yeah, we all had at least one. Right. If just from the looks of it, every teacher Shear had was the worst teacher in the entire history of teachers.
All right. We can go back and look at some of the things that happened in my educational career to make you think that way. In eighth grade, I got, my parents got ambushed on parent-teacher conference night by every single teacher that I had in a room explaining to my parents what a cunt I was. It wasn't just that I was a cunt. It was like they were terrified of me because they were worried I was going to kill everybody.
Wait, and did they use those words, cunt, and kill everybody?
I hope so, dude.
Your son is a cunt. Well, no wonder my mother got pissed at them. But no, I don't think they said that I was a cunt. They were very concerned. Especially once...
I was gonna say, rightfully so?
Yeah, well, once they figured it got a little scary for them, once I started to, you know, acquire more friends... They're just like, he's building an army. Which,
as it turns out, you've done recently with the Sad Boy Social Club and this podcast.
Yeah, and this podcast. And
now it's just a gang.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted a gang. And now I have one.
Call your crew.
Not the cops. Math. There are more of us than there are of you.
Yes. Once again, there proper math applications down the road.
How many sad boys does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many sad boys does it take to screw in a light bulb?
They probably just break it and cut each other. Too far?
No. You're probably right. Yeah. Well, you heard the how many Sam La Tourette's does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
You can't trust Sam La Tourette with a light bulb. He's just going to unscrew it, pour salt in it, shake it around, and then smoke crack out of it.
Yep. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because that's like, oh duh, I thought there was a joke there. That's just what he's going to do with the light bulb. All right.
Well, you can't do that with light bulbs anymore now that everyone is those energy savers? Yeah.
It's not halogen, it's the fluorescent.
Yeah.
And then there's the new LED bulbs.
Yeah, which I read somewhere, which because I'm saying somewhere, I'm not sure if it's actually true, that fluorescent light bulbs are actually causing an increase in depression. That might be one of those correlation does not equal causation things, but...
Well, I mean, I could see that being the case because you can't smoke crack out of them.
Yeah. You need an incandescent bulb to smoke. Most people use it for meth. Like, you go to the store, you get the rose in the long glass tube and some chore boy, and then you've got your crack pipe. But, you know, it's for meth, you need a McDonald's straw and a light bulb and some salt, and you're good.
Jeez.
I didn't do that, Anthony. I was.
You smoked your meth in a different way.
No, I never smoked meth. I thought that I was classier than the people that smoked meth because I just snorted it and did hot rails.
So, why are your teeth fucked up if it never went through your mouth?
Drips, Anthony.
Ah, the drips.
The drips.
Okay.
It, you know, you've. Well, I don't know if you have.
No, I've never done. Yeah, I. More math. Number of times I've done anything like that, zero.
Zero.
The only thing I ever freebased was fucking OxyContin.
Oh, no big deal there.
You freebased OxyContin?
That sounds like the worst thing you could do.
You smoked aspirin?
No, there's no aspirin in that.
I thought there was...
And Percocet there is, but... Well, it's Tylenol, but whatever.
Yeah, it's Tylenol now.
Oh, you want to talk about math, dude. You know how you learn fucking math? Become a fucking drug addict or drug dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. How about no?
Well, that's how I learn how many grams are in an ounce.
Oh, not that I've ever been a drug addict or a drug dealer.
No, of course not. I never thought...
Irrational.
It was an irrational suggestion.
Yeah.
I learned it through story problems.
So
I equals Jordan Patrick, the drug dealer. It's an imaginary thing. Oh.
Mavis Beacon, racist math tutor. Sally brings home a black gentleman from school to go to prom with. How many rounds of ammunition does her dad put into the chamber of his rifle?
Oh, dude, like three jokes went through my head. Like, oh no. Oh, shit.
So, oh,
wow.
Now, here's the deal. Now I'm in trigonometry, and I didn't hate Dr. Brimlow. Mr. Davis was a great teacher, and Dr. Brimlow was not very well liked, and she wasn't a very good math instructor. As an individual, I didn't mind her. My mom was the secretary of the middle school, so like there was some working relationship and then, yeah, like some professional courtesy. Like, she wasn't overtly like a bitch to me. And my mom was like, she's just like trying to do her job, and you gotta like not act out. Whatever, whatever. There was this kid that moved into our school district that year who was a year older than me. He was a junior. And he was the only junior that rode the bus, because everyone else, once they became juniors, was 16 and got a car. So this is my last year riding the bus.
Mm.
I'm 15. It's my sophomore year. Wait. Yeah, yeah.
If it was his junior year.
I'm sorry. Yeah, eighth grade I had geometry. Freshman year I had algebra 2. Sophomore year I'm in trigonometry. And this guy, he's a junior, Andy Locks, he gets on the bus one day and he's got a sock full of change. And I was like, and he kind of talked like Mike Tyson. And I was like, Andy, why do you have a sock full of change? And he was like, I'm going to hit Dr. Brimlow over the head with it. That was the end of that discussion. I was like, damn it.
Also,
Andy,
the last day you ever saw him. Yeah. Sounds like Shear is like a kid. Like, yeah. I'm going to hit him over the head with it.
Yeah. So
I would not use a sock full of change. I would not use my change for violence. My change needs to go towards cigarettes.
I don't know that Laux is traditionally from the Jerusalem area. That name didn't indicate to me that that's where he hailed from. Mm. So maybe he was a little less frugal with his change.
Yeah. I mean, sock full of quarters, it's a classic thing. It makes a fun sound when you hit somebody over the head with it.
So,
as you see the money sign, or at least they see the money sign. Yeah.
So that was my point. That's where Dr. Brimlow was at with the student body.
Mm.
So she, the one day, now, in the trig class, it's like me, all the relatively smart
nerds.
Kids, all the relatively smart kids who were juniors, and then all the seniors who, like yourself, didn't want to fucking be in math anymore and did just well enough to get through Algebra 2 to where they're now stuck. So I'm in a classroom with all seniors, a few juniors, and I'm the only sophomore. And everyone in the fucking class knew where the pecking order was in math. And there was one kid in the class, Neil Lindsay, who was like the real lazy dude ahead of me. He should have been a year further ahead in math.
Yeah.
With those other two kids in his grade. But he wasn't. It was just me and him definitely were the two top math students in the class.
Yeah.
And one day we get to class and Dr. Brimlow's like, everyone pass up your homework and read chapter whatever, like 3.1, and then work on the problems at the end while I grade your homework. 15 minutes goes by. She stands up. She's like, Mr. Savat, Mr. Lindsay, why are you the only two students in the class that didn't pass in homework? And I was like, well, I had a dishwashing job at the time, because that's what you do when you're 15, not 30. That's a whole nother what I hate episode.
Oh, this will not be the first and last time you're on this
there's
show.
There's just an individual who once lived with me who was a dishwasher in his late 20s as his only possible job. I fucking hate that guy. Anyway, so I was like, I had to work late last night. And then Neil's like, I just didn't feel like doing it. And she was like, as the instructor of this class, which is an advanced mathematics course, I reserve the right to send you two out of the class and in the study hall for the rest of the year, which made every single other person in the class laugh hysterically. Because we were clearly the only two people in the class that knew what the fuck was going on. So she did back off that stance rather quickly. But that's kind of where I just shut down. And I'm like, she sucks as a teacher. She's made me, like, I didn't turn in one homework assignment, and I'm getting an A in the class, and she's going to fucking try and call me out like that in front of everyone. So I just kind of stopped paying attention. And I truly, after that class, didn't understand trigonometry.
Hmm.
I truly didn't. Next year, they bring Mr. Davis back, and I get him for calculus. My junior year of high school, calculus is wonderful. The class goes great. I get it. He explains it well. And that Neil Lindsay kid was also in the class. And
still didn't give a fuck.
He still didn't give a fuck. But Mr. Davis fostered, like, interest. Like, he did give a fuck again because Mr. Davis was cool. And that dude was real funny. And I remember the one day he wrote a poem. Like, we were trying to be funny back then. It was one of my early forays into comedy. And this Neil Lindsay kid, he wrote a poem. He was like, into the sun I sit and stare. If I go blind, I do not care. I do not mind. I think it's fun to sit right here and watch the sun. And when the math nerd writes that, you're like, now it's just all the math nerds. I'm like, God, this guy's hilarious. And Jeremy Shear didn't like it.
No. No, I didn't.
Well, that's math nerd jokes. Anyway, so it was great. And then now, year after this, I go to, I get to do Kent State. I get to take Calc 1 and 2 at Kent State as a freshman, or as a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the only high school student doing that, except for this 6-foot-tall redhead from Ritztown, who I'd never met, female, who was the only other senior in high school in the class. And, of course, I immediately had an affinity for her.
Yes.
As it turns out, she is my she is my oldest female friend. Her name is Melissa Cairns. She runs the yearly marathon in Kent. She ended up ditching me for my buddy Ben, who is a very, very intelligent guy. And they have a kid together. And I'm very happy for both of them. And I've remained friends with her forever. But she and I used to laugh at that guy for saying H instead of H. And then sophomore year of college, I take the Calc 3 with Mr. Diestel or Dr. Diestel. And then I didn't need to take any more math because despite being in the accounting program, there's very little math. And I kind of wish I had gone into more pure math. But after this, a few years later, I'm living with my best friend from high school and his girlfriend needs tutored in trigonometry. And I'm like, that's the only math class I sucked in. And I got like the book, like the book she had was like the easy guide, the trig.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, that woman in that class never properly explained that geometry, the coordinates are over and up, and trigonometry, the coordinates are angle and distance, which are two different ways to explain the exact same thing.
Right.
You want to get out of a room, you can walk along this wall and then that wall to the door, or you can look at the door and then walk as far away as the door is directly. It's like, that's all that was. That's all I missed.
Huh.
And then one time, years later, I got to take... years later, I get to teach a class at Kent, and then I get to take a class for free. So I take linear algebra, which is the class I would have taken next after Calc 3. And I had this guy, Morley Davidson, who had just been published for doing a paper with some guy from...
that name.
Yeah, he did with one of the Ivy League school professors.
Yeah.
He solved they used linear algebra to solve the Rubik's Cube. And if you assume that a godlike character would always solve the Rubik's Cube the fastest way possible, they used linear algebra to prove God's number on the Rubik's Cube, which is that the Rubik's Cube is never more than like 19 or 20 moves away from being solved, no matter how jumbled it looks. And that was a big deal to math people. So if you are proud that you can't do simple math, there are people out there that can use math to solve nonsense like that. That is irrelevant, but it is kind of cool.
It is cool.
Then the last thing I'll say about it before we maybe retract. Then I was in Atlanta with a woman, and this, when I thought everything was going great, we were speaking about math, and she was like, I don't know. I'm no good at math. I'm an artist. And I was like, check this out. It's real easy. And I explained to her how geometry and trigonometry are the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Except one is up and over and the other is angle and distance. And then you can do a lot of cool stuff with oh, that's how geometry, then you use algebra in geometry and algebra. Use algebra in geometry, and algebra 2 is complex, but then you use all that cool cosine and sine shit in trigonometry, and she began weeping.
and it was no longer Hotlanta.
Yeah, and that probably should have been the first red flag that wasn't going to work out down there for me.
Look, red hair is a red flag for you. Let's just put that out there.
Well, yeah, I have learned that. Mm-hmm. So math, I love it. You don't have to love it. You don't have to be great at it. But if you don't know how to do math and you're proud of that, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. You have a very reasoned and deep-seated hatred of that. Here's the thing that we really didn't get into, because where do you encounter these people that are proud that they don't know how to do math? Where do you interact with them the most?
That is difficult to say. I mean, other than the one chick that used to make me figure out the tips.
Yeah.
You know, people, I guess you have a point there. And I have done a reasonable job of avoiding these type of people. But I do...
You run into it. You definitely run into it.
There's the people you see on Facebook that are championing that climate change isn't real. Stuff like that. Those people don't fucking get simple math. Like, you failed 8th grade science because you don't understand simple math. Like, it's all very plausible.
Yeah.
And there's even an intelligent guy that I know who's like, we don't have a Death Star. We can't destroy the planet. It's like, okay, you've missed something very critical here about global warming. No one is suggesting that human beings are going to destroy the planet. But we exist in a very, very fragile worldwide ecosystem. We have the capability to make the temperature get warm enough to melt the ice caps or cold enough to cause an ice age that we will no longer be able to survive in.
Yeah.
We are capable. Yes, the Earth will be here still, and life will exist on the Earth. But human beings can only survive in a very narrow range of climates and temperatures and amount of oxygen in the air. So, there's your global warming deniers, and I don't interact with Trump supporters, and there seems to be a lot of that mentality going on with that.
Yeah.
Causation without correlation. Wait, was it causation without correlation?
Correlation does not equal causation.
Right. There's a lot of there's a lot of jumping to conclusions politically and on both sides.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean.
But like,
we're all guilty of it.
Yeah, saying mean words makes me sad. That's the liberal equivalent of it. And like, oh, we should kill all the Jews is like the ultra, conservative side of it. Like not current conservative, but like Nazism and shit. So.
Oh, dude, I had a guy. I mean, I know we're getting close here, but I had a guy at work today. He's like, "Hey," he like walked in. This dude's a Trump supporter. He doesn't know why. Like, he's like,
"Yes."
He's like, "I like him because he just says shit, the crazy shit." And I'm just like, and this is another good dude who dropped out of school. He told me once. He's like, "Yeah, I was in LD classes. I don't even know what that means." I was like, "Oh, you're slower. Like, whatever. Right. That's fine." But today he walked in and he goes, "Huh, you know what this guy is saying on Rover right now?" My boss was like, "What?" He's like, "That Jesus wasn't white." And I was like, "He wasn't." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "He was from Jerusalem, dude."
Yeah,
they're not white from there.
Yeah, you don't get to be white from there. You're not.
You don't get to be white from there.
Yeah, it's not how that works.
Yeah, don't talk to it like it's a privilege, you fucking Dago Green. You're not white either.
I know. Oh, I know. I know that I'm not. Yeah.
I have to remind you every now and again.
But yeah, I just wanted to share happy. That. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and see, exactly. That's the logic. Because math is purely rooted in logic.
Yep.
And if you fail at doing simple math, then you fail at that logic where everyone from the Middle East isn't white. Jesus is from the Middle East. Jesus is white. No, that's not how. That's not how, if A equals B, then B equals C.
It
bro.
Reminds me of that commercial with the old ladies when they're doing like trying to do the Facebook thing, and she's like, "That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works." Like, that's what I feel like sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the climate change, like. Like, I can, like, set my house on fire and it will I will die, but we couldn't possibly dump enough of those chemicals collectively into the atmosphere to do any damage whatsoever. Like, no, come on now. It's a scope and a scale issue. You're not understanding.
It's like that
grasping.
Whole Bill Burr joke, dude, when he talks about, there's just trash floating in the ocean. That shit doesn't go away. And it's like, I don't pollute. I recycle. He's like, no, you don't. You use shit. You throw it out. It doesn't just poof, disappear.
Yeah.
But people seem to think it does.
They sure do.
Yep.
And,
The only thing that we didn't touch on that I wanted to, the other thing I hate, but it will only take 14 seconds to say, the Jerky Boys are the greatest prank phone call artists of all time, and there are prank phone calls out there that aren't really them that are attributed to them. If you hear a prank phone call that's not funny and it says Jerky Boys, trust me, it's not really them.
They have very specific characters that they do.
Yes, there's like five of them, and if it's not one of those five, it's not the Jerky Boys. Yep. And if you don't think the Jerky Boys are funny, note that Mort Goldstein from The Family Guy is Johnny Brennan. And it's the Saul Rosenberg character.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's Saul, except he's amped up the Jew a little bit,
just a hair,
just a red hair. And he's amped it up. All right. Well, if you want to catch more of Anthony, he is available for your comedic needs each and every Monday at the Water Street Tavern on Water Street. Surprisingly enough, the Water Street Tavern is on Water Street in Kent, Ohio.
Beautiful downtown Kent, Ohio.
Downtown Kent.
And also this summer, I'm going to be up in Cleveland a lot via my new job, and I'll be living in my RV. So Lakewood, look for me at the LVT a little more frequently and some of the other shows around town this summer.
He'll be around causing a ruckus, as you are wont to do.
The three of us going out together is going to be fucking bad.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, bringing the ruckus, as Brian Bargainer was once quoted in the Kent based Record Courier before recording his DVD at the Stone Tavern.
Yeah. That show, by the way, is free at Water Street, and it's at 9 o'clock. We gotta do our shout outs and shit. Pete Holmes? Yeah, Pete Holmes. Shout out to Pete Holmes. Thanks for making another fucking comedy show, you dickhead. We don't need any more shows about stand-up comedy. It makes people think that they can do it. You can't. Stop it. Don't watch TV and like, I can do this. No, you can't. Stay the fuck at home. All right. No. Shout out to Pete Melk at Melky Way Recordings. It's Homie for Homies here. We're here each and every week. And Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can find her on the Instagram. It's Sam Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with.
I like it.
Yeah, as well you should. And of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network sponsors Rain Clothing and the Aqueduct Brewing Company. They do open mics on Fridays. It's mixed media. Check it out.
Our sponsors, personal.
Our sponsors, Chad Weaver, Britt Fox, and Chris Clem. You can find Britt Fox on the Snapchat and the Instagram and the SoundCloud. You can find Chad Weaver on the Twitter at Weaver Chad, on the Facebook as per usual. Find Chad Weaver. There are lots of Chad Weavers, but there is only one Chad Weaver that's getting over 10%.
There's only one boy genius.
There's only one boy genius. There's only one teen comedian.
Yeah, but I don't know how good he is at math. And Chris Clem, I can tell you, he's good at math. You got to think about having him on your show here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's been on the show.
He's been on the show. He hated himself. He's also on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
When you get good enough at math, you realize that you should logically hate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the network. He's got the Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, which will be doing a live show in the Northeast Ohio area. By the time this comes out, I'm not sure if it'll be passed.
Don't forget, if you want to be a sponsor of the show, patreon.com/dirtyshear.
Yep.
30. Or you can talk to us in person and give Shear money.
Yeah, we'll take cash. We've only got one more spot for a sponsor on the Patreon.
That's only on the Patreon, though.
Yeah, that's only on the... We'll take your money and do you up commercials. But more people should take advantage of the $20 a month option to not be mentioned on the podcast. You heard Anthony talking about a specific dishwasher earlier in the show that was not named, but he might get his hackles up a little bit when we start having repeat guests and start to, cast some aspersions. If you want to stop that, fucking pay me.
That prick doesn't have $20.
I'm aware. But there are some of you out there that do have $20, and I know what you did.
Just don't buy that 1/8 of shitty weed you smoke.
Yeah, give that money to me to make sure nobody knows you're a bastard.
If you like me, you can donate $1.
Yeah, yeah. Give us $1 a month. It makes sure that this podcast is funded because previous to me losing my job, that was funding it, and now I am putting it out there to the world to fund this wonderful enterprise El Jordano Diablo and I have undertaken, and there's much more to come.
There is.
Jordan, I don't think anybody is going to hate people that don't know how to do math as much as Anthony Savat.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rapid offender! You can see right through my skin! I don't care! I'm not making mistakes! I keep setting up! I'm falling on my face!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.